Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown. So today I'm just going to jump right in the podcast. I don't have a whole lot of time and I'm going to try and not spam you with a bunch of ads or anything else and get right to the point. If you've heard my other podcast, you know I've done one on sourdough. And I have had a couple questions from it, and I'm going to try and answer those for you today. First, I'm going to note, I am not, and I do not claim to be an expert when it comes to sourdough. All the information I share, not only on sourdough, but everything else, is based on my experience, knowledge, research I have done, along with tips that have been shared with me on the way. I share on my podcast in hopes to encourage others, be helpful, and maybe share just a little bit of knowledge that I have and I've grown to learn. So let's jump in with the first question that I was asked. The question is, my starter has a brown or gray liquid on top. Is it okay? What is it? The simple answer is, nothing is wrong with your starter. Keep feeding it. A little more detailed would be, the liquid's called a hooch. It comes when the yeast and bacteria in your starter are hungry. To avoid this, feed it more often, or if you don't want to feed it more often, store it in the refrigerator before or between your feeds. That way it doesn't stay as active and it won't be hungry like it normally would be out on your counter. Typically, I just keep mine on. I feed it more often and I keep it on my counter. I don't tend to ever put mine in the fridge. They're kind of hard to kill. With the hooch, you can either stir it in or strain it off. I just mix it in and then I'll adjust my water that I need to keep my consistency at that same thick pancake batter. That's that simple. It's not really a big deal. It might be worrisome to some, but it's nothing to worry about. The next question I have is, why does my starter smell like alcohol? Well, that's just kind of what sometimes fermentation process smells like. A sour smell can also be normal. No smell's okay. I would be worried if it stunk real bad or was just off. And normally if you have an off smell, it's an off color too. My husband doesn't typically smell our starter, but I can. And I can pick up the different smells it has now. Which, you know, a little more alcohol for mine means it's getting to be a little bit on the hungry side. Minimal to no smells, normal, fed, happy, whatever. Sour smell, still happy. Mine, I tend to find the most sour smell when I've just fed it and it's starting to rise or is rising. And I don't really concern myself over the smell too much. If I see some problem, typically it's come with something else. The third top question I have gotten is, my starter is not growing. What can I do? Well, there's a couple things that you can do to fix this. And it's a trial and error for all starters. Not everyone's going to have good luck with the same flowers. Not everyone's going to have the same luck with the same ratio or the same consistency. You'll have to figure out what would work for you. But a couple things you can do is, one, you could buy rye flour and use it for a couple feedings, or you could do like a 50-50 mix of your flour, or like say 75% whole wheat, 25% rye. And what happens is rye flour will ferment quickly compared to any other of the flours that we typically use. So thus your sourdough, it helps it get real good, bubbly and active. I know some people that just add a little rye every time they feed it, and some only use the rye when they're having issues. So I don't typically reach for rye flour. Another option when your sourdough starter is not as active as you would like to see is you could put in some raw honey. Typically you reach for crystallized honey, but if you only have regular raw honey, that's fine too. But just add the honey when you feed your starter. And the honey will help feed the yeast and bacteria. And it, again, will help make your starter become a little bit more active. Both are great options. Like I said, I tend to reach for the honey as I already have it on hand. And I don't like to store a bunch of different flours and all that in my cabinet. And I don't want to go out and buy rye flour just for an occasional feeding on my sourdough starter. Many do. It is an ancient grain. It's a bit healthier for you than most grains on the market. But it is what it is. You choose you. Another reason your starter may not be so active is where the temperature of where your starter's at. So if you have your starter on outside wall and it's like 70 degrees there, it's probably not going to be as active as it is and on your kitchen counter or in the middle of the kitchen where it's going to be 74, say. So the temperature will make a difference. The cooler it is, the less active it's going to be. Our house, we keep it on the cooler side, so I typically keep my starter on my stove. And after I feed it in the morning, I'll run a preheat cycle, and I turn it off, and then I just keep my starter away from the exhaust of the oven, but close enough that it can, you know, feel the warmth. Ideally, your starter would keep at room temperature, so 74 to 76. Slightly cooler, slightly warmer is typically okay. If it gets too hot, you know, you'll have a real active starter, or you could be risking maybe getting mold at the top of your jar, and you don't want that. But ideally, that's where you would keep your temperature. I hope these answers answered your questions. They were helpful to you. If you have any more questions, feel free to reach out. I will try to answer you and get back as quick as I can. And as always, thank you for listening and have a blessed day.